Riviera Radio. Business.
Good morning.
Good morning.
No wonder you slid off to the RAC club on Friday. That's an hour and a half of my life I'll never get back.
Oh, what, the England game?
Yeah,
no, I didn't watch too much of it, had to be said. It was somewhat boring and uninspiring compared to some of the other teams who've made an electric start to the tournament. Perhaps we're building ourselves into it, but one feels that was not the case. And certainly Italy looking in fine spirits amongst other teams. Germany, you know, you can't write off the Germans,
absolutely,
can you? They always get the best out of their teams. England tend to get the worst out of a good bunch of players, but I think it's looking a little bit different in other parts of the tournament.
Well, I feared the worst for Germany when Ronaldo gave Portugal the lead in that game, but afterwards the Germans just took them to the cleaners, really, and very impressive performance.
Very efficient, very efficient.
Very efficient, yeah. OK, markets. I mean, we've seen the Nikkei this morning down 3.7%.
Yeah, investors have been forced to question the reflation trade over the course of the past week, and you've seen it filtering through into performance this morning as the Federal Reserve's more hawkish tone and weaker Chinese economic data reverberated through financial markets. Equity indexes have fallen back from record highs. Yield curves have been flattening. The dollar strengthened and commodity prices have tumbled. This is as a result of the distinct change in mood music from the US Central Bank. Policymakers appear to deviate from the inflation as merely transitory message, and officials indicated they would speed up the pace of policy tightening. We now expect the FOMC to formally announce a taper at the September meeting and begin slowing purchases at the November meeting, although Powell stated the tapering process would be orderly, methodical and transparent, and they will give advance notice. This is an acknowledgement that they don't want a repeat of the 2013 taper tantrum to play out. In terms of market performance, equities under pressure, say last week. Stock 600 fell 1.6% on Friday. That's the biggest drop since May the 11th. Cyclicals, banking, energy, basic resources certainly leading the declines. Index finished the week down 1.2%. On Wall Street, it's a similar picture. S&P 500 was down for a fourth straight session on Friday, fell 1.9% over the course of the week. That's the worst weekly performance that we've seen since February. And in bond markets, the Treasury yield curve has been flattening.
Yeah, I mean, the Fed is only talking about 0.25% rate hikes in 2023, but I guess it's the tapering that's worrying the markets more than that, isn't it?
Well, it's the idea that inflation has become more ingrained than they've been projecting for some time, and it means that they're going to have to withdraw support perhaps a little bit earlier. Even if that is a slow process, which is expected to be the case, it does show you the travel of direction. And the reality is markets have got very excited that central banks would be held at historically low levels and injecting huge amounts of liquidity into the financial systems for a prolonged period of time, even as growth has been picking up. That assumption is now coming under pressure, and that's why we've seen the reaction from markets.
Because some central bankers, Andy Haldane from the Bank of England, has now left his position, but he was warning about inflation going back to 1970s style. Do you think that's a bit dramatic?
I think it sounds a little bit dramatic. The reality is you've got to take into account the base effects. This is against very low readings last time, of course, during the height of the pandemic disruption. So you've got to take that into account as well. Supply bottlenecks caused by COVID are also having effects in terms of price pressures as well, and eventually you'd expect those to ease. So there are some elements you could expect to normalise over the course of the next few months and return back to easier levels as you look through 2022. But the truth is demand is incredibly strong, and labour market pressures. The one to really watch out for is what's happening in terms of labour markets. There appears to be the shortage of labour coming back on stream, even as economies start to reopen. What does that mean? It means companies may be forced to hike wages. And if we start to see that become entrenched, then I think that will be a concern for policymakers.
Any chance of some service? I've been here for 10 minutes and you still haven't served me.
Excuse me?
Pubs.
Oh, okay. No, it's still down.
Mr. Haldane also said that the UK housing market is on fire, and the latest data on that appears to bear him out.
Yeah, it's been incredibly strong, the UK housing market. A number of reasons for that. Number one, of course, the government has been stoking interest in it by when they introduced the reduction in stamp duty. So that has encouraged a huge amount of activity. They've also introduced a mortgage guarantee scheme, which has helped certainly first-time buyers coming through onto the market. There's also been a significant change in the types of properties that people want to live in. They want to move away from the cities and live in more urban areas, and that's created a huge amount of activity. So if you look at where you've seen the biggest price gains, they tend to be in more rural settings as opposed to the big cities. London, for example, has been a big underperformer in terms of prices, although I think still positive over the course of the past year, but the numbers are certainly incredibly strong. Long term, you'd expect, of course, the housing market continues to benefit from the supply and demand imbalances, but eventually, of course, you could argue that higher interest rates could cool markets. We're still some way off that in terms of the UK, but also higher levels of unemployment as well, though peak projections for unemployment have been coming down. We would expect unemployment to rise as this furlough scheme is withdrawn over the course of the next few months.
You tend to put pots towels on the market, you know, there's a few people interested in Cobham.
If you're offering a good price, I would take you up. I know your credit isn't great, but I would look at it seriously.
I was mainly looking at in the direction of China. You know, there's a lot of Chinese people out there who'd be interested in your place.
Okay, well, if you know a buyer with an extraordinary premium, I'll talk to them.
Your foreign exchanges, please.
Pound against the dollar, 1.38. Euro dollar coming in just below 1.19. Going to get 1 euro 16 cents for your British pound this morning.
Thank you very much.
Have a good day, sir.
Speak to you tomorrow. Hank Potts and Barclays.